Hello and welcome to my newly created podcast. I'm your host, student Dr. Dakota Vest, and this is Quantum Care. With this being my very first episode, I wanted to outline three things to help the listener understand who I am, the reason for this podcast, and what these future episodes are going to look like. So to start off, who the heck am I? Well, at the time of this recording, I'm 28 years old and a trimester 5 student at Logan University here in St. Louis, Missouri. For those that don't know about the program, it takes about 3.5 years with a total of 10 trimesters that go about 15 weeks at a time during the summer, fall, and spring. There's about 15 techniques that are taught here, with Diversified, Logan Basic, and Thompson being the top three. As a student, we get free treatment at our campus clinic called the Montgomery Health Center, and this is where I was exposed to a technique called Applied Kinesiology. Applied Kinesiology was founded by Dr. George Goodhart back in 1964 as a diagnostic tool to help evaluate how the body reacts to various forms of stimuli being applied to the nervous system with the use of muscle testing. I was hooked on AK from my very first treatment and have been learning how to apply it within my own practice one day because of the amazing benefits it can bring. So the question remains, how did I end up at Logan wanting to be a chiropractor? Well, it all started at the age of 23, having a lot of pain in my stomach and neck area, and I wasn't able to sleep very well. The things that I had used to be able to do was now being restricted because I was in pain. I was scared to move. I was in great shape, but I had never missed more than 2 days without working out. I ate okay, but honestly not the greatest, and partied like every college kid at the time. I'm guessing it's due to the lack of eating healthy and the amount of trauma my body has been through as a child since I lived a very daring life. I had a 65-pound square bale of hayland on the top of my head when working at a job when I was 18. I wrecked dirt bikes and four-wheelers, been bucked off bulls and horses, and crashed a few vehicles, earning myself a lot of the injuries and broken bones along the way. I sought out care from the medical community, and unfortunately, no medical doctor or diagnostic imaging tool could help identify what was really going wrong. I'm sure there's many people out there that have similar stories where they know that pain is real, but they just can't explain it in a way to be helped. I felt like I was going crazy because the pain just kept getting worse and worse. After about 6 months of going around in circles, I finally was referred to a chiropractor, and that's when change really began to occur. It took about 3 months of being adjusted, cervical decompression, and stem cell injections in my neck to absolutely have no pain and back to my normal self. I was a real estate agent at the time, and after experiencing that, all I could think about was that clinic I had been treated in. From the moment you walked in that door, it had such a positive environment. The staff, the doctors, and even the patients seemed happy. I would talk to a few of the patients that were sitting around me in the waiting area, and they would just begin telling me about how chiropractic changed their lives. Each one of them started out with, "I had this pain," or "I wasn't able to do X, Y, and Z task, but with the assistance of chiropractic, I can now." I was doing this program called 75 Hard, and I really won't go into details about that right now, but on day 60, I looked up chiropractic schools. Logan resonated with me the most, and I made the biggest change of my life. I changed my life to be a chiropractor because it worked for me. It has worked for my family, and it can most definitely work for you. So to break down the title of this podcast called Quantum Care, quantum, by definition, is the smallest discrete unit of a phenomenon. And care, by definition, is the provision of what is necessary. Let me repeat, what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. So when you think of quantum care, think of your health first. Are you truly healthy? Just because you're not sick does not mean you are healthy. Think about every small detail on how your body functions with the environment that it's being placed in. Your body's autonomic nervous system, known as the sympathetic and parasympathetic, the fight or flight and rest and digest, constantly keep your body in homeostasis or in equal balance. Your thoughts, physical traumas, and the things you put into your body have an impact on your quality of life. I want to bring awareness to our entire population about how chiropractic can help with all three of those influences on the body. A doctor's sacriatic oath is to first do no harm. I will only promote on here what has truly helped me and those around. When I finally graduate and become a doctor of chiropractic, the podcast is to reinforce the things that I say in practice and place to refer my future patients. The last point that I want to cover is what these future episodes are going to look like. Now, plans are always meant to change, but these next few episodes, I foresee me interviewing other students that are in the program to let them share the reason for them wanting to become a chiropractor and future goals that they may have in practice once they graduate. I will be digging into how they have survived up until this point, because when we started, there was 155 students, and now we are down to 125. The program is very intense, but it is definitely doable. I also foresee me bringing on random guests that feel they have important information to provide to the public. I personally value each profession that contributes to our society and would love to have random experts on talking about things that could potentially help you, the listener. The options are endless at this point, but one thing is for sure, there will always be something beneficial to take from this podcast. My only request is if you do find this beneficial that you like, comment, and share to your friends and family. I will end each episode with a quote and want to thank you for listening and being a part of this experience with me. Now, here's the quote. An infant is born with a clenched fist and an adult dies with an open hand. Life has a way of prying free the things we think are so important, by John Maxwell.